Mark, can you kind of update us on where we are today with the TC regimen? We're seeing a lot more people utilizing that. What do we know about efficacy and safety?
So first, I just wanted to comment a little bit more on this particular case. I mean, it's interesting that you chose to use chemotherapy at all because the other option would have been endocrine therapy alone, and that I would argue could also be a reasonable treatment option. In particular, if you look at life tables of all causes of mortality for 76-year-old women with a history of MI, hypertension, and diabetes, the biggest risk to her overall survival in the next several years is actually probably not breast cancer. And so for
Can I
that
just pick
reason,
up on that and ask
yeah.
JB whether he agrees with that? Because we know that this lady, again, pre-Oncotype 2.1 centimeters, I mean, you're looking at a risk, I would think, at least of 20% of recurrence. I don't know if you agree or disagree with that. Mark?
Well, like you said, it depends on what type of ER-positive breast cancer it is, and you could now measure that with assays such as Oncotype.
But just looking at that in general as a threat
T2
to
lesions,
a patient.
It's going to be double-digit
I mean,
risk of relapse.
Is that with a lot of, you know, some of those recurrences, yes, are going to occur later, but how would you compare that to the risk to this woman, 76 years old with a prior MI over the next 5 years in terms of her heart?
Her risk of having an event, a cardiovascular event, is very high, substantially higher than the 20%. So I fully agree with you. Looking at this patient going into it, you really have to tease out what risks you're willing to take, what risks the patient is willing to take. And this is a patient we would look the same way, far more likely to die of a cardiovascular event in the next 5 years than to die of breast cancer.